You can get the latest odds, offers and more great content at williamhill.com, on the William Hill app and in any of our shops around the UK. The Daily Racing Podcast from William Hill.
And they're off.
Listen to the podcast at williamhill.com/podcast.
Third festival win and the biggest one today.
Or subscribe via iTunes by searching William Hill Podcasts in the music store.
Hello and welcome along to the William Hill Racing Podcast. We're going to look ahead to Sunday's action on this edition. You'll hear it all live on Racing Radio from 1:50pm with Luke Elder, Andrew Mount and John Budden in the studio. It's National Hunt action domestically from both Huntingdon and Sedgefield. We've got the Cambridgeshire National to look forward to at Huntingdon as well. And a good card over in Nace. We've got the Listed King's First Novices Hurdle, the Grade 3 Novice Chase on the card and the Leinster National as well. So plenty to look forward to. My name is Mark Walton and joining me in the studio is Andrew Mount. How are you, Andrew?
I'm good, Mark. How are you, sir?
Yes, very well, thank you.
Excellent.
Bit of news to start with, Andrew, as we usually do. Obviously, a lot of the news at the moment is surrounding the Cheltenham Festival, and we'll start with the RSA Chase to start with. More of that is 3-1 second favourite in the betting there, and it's looking like that's going to be his target. He's obviously considered for the JLT as well, but looks like they're going to go RSA route with him.
I hope they go for the RSA, because I don't think he'll win it.
Right.
I'm quite confident that he'll get beat. What I don't like is that he's only had two runs over fences, which is hardly the ideal preparation, and both those came in Class 2 company at 2.5 miles. I'd like to have seen him tackle graded company over 3 miles or further. Mm. So 3-1 looks on the skinny side, and I'll be looking to take him on.
Right, interesting. John Joe Neal thinks it's his best chance of a festival winner. He's obviously got a great record at Cheltenham as well. What do you like in the race then, Andrew?
Well, my long-range pick was Southfield Royale, who I've mentioned on a previous podcast. And he's got a great record left-handed, 3 wins and a half-length second from 4 starts. But it looks as though he might go for the 4-miler instead. Mm. He's around 10-1 for that, I believe, and a much bigger price for the RSA. So I need to do a bit more studying between now and the race, but I'll definitely be looking to oppose more of that.
Okay. What do you make of No More Heroes in there, by the way? 9-4 at the top of the betting. Rightful favourite for you?
So again, I've not done a huge amount of study on the race yet, apart from looking at the negatives for more of that. But 9-4 in the RSA. Hmm. Fair enough. He beat Rule the World easily enough, didn't he, at Leopardstown last time? But that was on heavy going, and he was beaten at Cheltenham last year, albeit a good third in the Albert Bartlett. So we'll see.
All right. A bit of other news which could relate to the Cheltenham Festival now as well. Many Clouds was supposed to run at Kelso on Saturday. Obviously, that meeting was abandoned, so his prep's a little bit up in the air. He does have a Gold Cup entry. Do you expect that to be the likely target now ahead of the Grand National?
Yeah, I don't see why not if they're looking for a race for him. I mean, he ran 6th in the Gold Cup last year, beaten 25 lengths by Coney Gree, and that proved to be the perfect stepping stone to Aintree, because he won there 4 weeks later. There's a similar gap, I think, this year, isn't there?
It's only three weeks,
right? So that might make a slight bit of difference. He did pick up, 7.5 grand last year for finishing 6th, and given there's sort of there's about £60,000 for finishing 3rd, I'd be quite happy to have a go at the Gold Cup if he was mine.
Fair enough. Anything else on your mind before we get stuck into Sunday's action?
No, just how few people put their lights on when it's dangerous conditions on the motorway these days, and how few people indicate when changing lanes. As you can tell, I've had a bad journey up the M1 today.
Yeah, you can't tell at all. You don't sound don't sound angry about it. Unfortunately, I think that's for a different kind of podcast. But let's get stuck into Sunday's racing then. We'll get Andrew's thoughts in 4 races on the back of this.
William Hill Racing Radio. It's everything to give you the inside track.
Right, we've got 3 meetings to look ahead to this Sunday. We're going to look at some of the racing from each of them. We start in the 3:20 at Sedgefield, which is a Class 3 handicap chase over 3.25 miles. Only 5 of them in the lineup here, and I imagine Jack the Legend's going to be relatively short towards the top of the market.
Yeah, absolutely. He represents Brian Ellison, who's flying at the moment, having a fantastic time of things. And prior to Saturday's racing, he think he'd won with 4 of his last 8 runners. Decent prices too, 6-1, 11-2 twice, and 3-1. And this one has only had two runs at Sedgefield since joining the yard, winning a handicap hurdle over 3 miles, three furlongs in October on soft ground, and then finishing second by seven lengths in a 2.5 mile chase on his penultimate start. That trip, you know, massively on the sharp side for him, so it was probably a fair effort to get as close to, as he did to Firford the Clyde. Since that run, he's gone down by just two lengths to Stradnor Hannah at Catterick, and you know, will go well certainly. But I'm going to take him on with Ascamore Darcy of Donald McCain's. I actually napped this one when he won at the track 2 runs ago, and on the reasoning that he might get an easy lead, and also on his breeding. He's by a sire called Darcy, who has an excellent record at Sedgefield, 5 wins from 12 starts, a 42% strike rate, and that's from 5 individual winners. And backing them all blind would have returned a profit of over £28 to a £1 stake. So hopefully Ascamore Darcy can make all. He ran poorly at Catterick last time, but he's 0 from 4 at that venue, and the return to Sedgefield could see a much better effort.
Yeah, good stats, I like it. Ascamore Darcy then for Andrew in the 3.20 at Sedgefield. Moving to Huntingdon next for their 3.30. This one is the Cambridgeshire National Handicap Chase. It's over 3 3/4 miles. Unusually for a national, we've only got 6 runners here.
Yeah, that's right. It seems obligatory for every track to have a national now,
yeah,
doesn't it? I'm surprised there's not a Norfolk National at Fakenham. You know, 4 miles there would be about 12 laps of the track. But yeah, this is a tricky one. Leg Iron won at Plumpton last time out, but is probably suited by sharp left-handed track, so there's a doubt about his effectiveness right-handed. All 3 wins have come in December, so he tends to go off the boil at this time of year. And Mark Goldstein, the jockey who won him last time, described him as a moody horse who can run well or pull up. So that doesn't exactly bode well. Possible he'll get an easy lead, but with a new jockey on today, I think he's one to take on. RBO is quite interesting. He's been running well. Won here over 2.6 miles on penultimate start, and then ran third at Sandown. Got a great record at the track, 3 wins and a 3rd from 4 starts. And looks worth a try of this marathon trip. But I'm going to take that one on with Ballyrath. Won at Leicester, 2 runs back, over 2.7 miles. And then seemed unsuited by the drop to 2.5 at the same venue next time when second. The third in that race, Troika Steps, came out and won next time. And the Nigel Twist in Davis Yard is in excellent form.
Yeah. Good stuff. That's the 3.30 at Huntingdon, then the Cambridgeshire National. Moving on to the 4 o'clock there next at Huntingdon. This is a Class 4 handicap hurdle. It's over 2 miles, or just short of 2 miles. 9 of them in the lineup here, so a little bit more competitive this one.
Yeah, this is very, very trappy indeed. And the pin came down on the side of Fields of Glory of Tim Vaughan's. The yard shown signs of a return to form in recent days. And Richard Johnson is back on board this one. He ran 7th of 17 over course and distance last time out, beaten around 17 lengths. On the face of it, that doesn't look fantastic form, but that was in a Class 3 race. It was in quite a fast time. And one or two of that race have already come out and run well. Third in that race was a horse called King Muro, who runs at Newbury on Saturday, so a good run from that one would be another pointer to his chances. Now I'm also going to have a saver on Deep Sand. Ran okay over course and distance after a break, 2 runs back, and is £9 sort of lower than previous handicap hurdle win for another yard, so I think this one's going to bounce back at some point, and the Ali Strong yard is in reasonable form. So Fields of Glory with a saver on Deep Sand.
Yeah, a couple to consider there then in the 4 o'clock. And we finish off in the 4.40 at Nace. This is the Leinster National Handicap Chase, a Grade B event over 3 miles. We've got a field of 13 here, and it's going to be quite an open, exciting betting here as well.
Yeah, the interesting thing about Nace is it's a left-handed track, stiff uphill finish. And in Ireland, unlike in Britain, there are a lot more right-handed tracks than left-handed ones. What I noticed about the last 6 winners of this race, they'd all either won at Nace previously or won at Navan, which, like Nace, is 1.5 miles in circumference, left-handed, and has a stiff uphill finish. So there are only 2 previous course winners, Top Weight Gallant Oscar, who won this race 2 years ago, and the four-horse Captain Von Trapp of Gordon Elliott's. Now, the slight concern about Gallant Oscar is that he's say he's got top weight, and no horse has carried more than 10 stone 9 to win this in recent years. And Captain Von Trapp's a 7-year-old, and say the last 7 winners were 8 or older. 6 of them were 8 or 9, and the other one was an 11-year-old. So, you know, both have got something to do in terms of the stats. There's a couple of interesting ones. Nickname Exit on the young side, but stablemate of Captain Von Trapp and the chosen mount of Mr. Cooper. And hasn't won here, but has won at Navan, which, as I say, is a very similar track. But I think I'm going to take a chance on one at the bottom of the weights, which is number 12, IB Telling You a Lie. It was a fair third at Garran Park last time, and they has winning form at Navan at around this time last year, beating a horse called Boa Call. But yeah, it's a very, very trappy race, and you know, tentative selection, IB Telling You a Lie.
All right, good stuff. As usual then, Andrew, let's just have a little bit of a summary, if you'll spin us through your 4 selections then for Sunday.
Yeah, sure thing. 3:20 Sedgefield, Askamore Darcy. 3:30 at Huntingdon, Ballyrath. 4 o'clock at Huntingdon, Fields of Glory with a saver on Deep Sand. And 4:40 Nace, I'd Be Telling You a Lie.
Good work. Thank you very much, Andrew. Good luck, and enjoy on Sunday.
Cheers, Mark. Thank you.
There you go. That's the thoughts of Andrew Mount. He'll be in the studio on Sunday. He'll be joined by Luke Elder and Lord John Budden. We have Huntingdon and Sedgefield domestically, and a good card over in Nace as well. So plenty to look forward to. Do tune in for all of that. Thank you very much for listening to this William Hill Racing podcast, and enjoy Sunday's action.
William Hill is committed to responsible gambling. Visit gambleaware.co.uk for more information.